Hi, welcome back to the podcast. This is Teenager Therapy. I'm Mark.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Gael.
And welcome. Today's episode is going to be about
virginity and sex. Yeah. Welcome back, guys.
If you're new here.
Here's a little podcast about everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really. In just this type of
giving our unsolicited opinions.
Not professional advice. Don't take our advice. No, just listen to it.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll relate, though. But look, this episode, you know, maybe in honor of Pride Month. I don't know how this would be in honor of Pride Month, but it's June. We kind of wanted to talk about virginity and sex, which is so interesting because the last time we even touched on anything sexual was literally back in like our sophomore year where we did an episode called High School Sex. And I don't even remember what we talked about in that episode. I have no clue.
I didn't even know we recorded one.
It did really well because I think the people want to know. So I guess I don't even know where to start with this topic because there's so much that goes into it. Like, do you start with virginity? Do you start with how you see sex? Do you start with how you see consent? But I guess to understand virginity, you have to understand sex. And at least my personal definition of virginity, you know, I've never thought too much about it. I know there's people that consider oral sex losing your virginity. There's some people that consider like penetrative sex losing your virginity. And I've never really thought about what it means. I think I just naturally always assumed it was like you lose your virginity when you have like penetrative sex, whether it be like vaginal or anal. So that's always been my definition, but does that vary with you guys?
I would say I agree for the most part, but I know people see it differently.
I have the same definition.
Mm. Me too.
Is that something you ever thought about though, or you just kind of went with the default?
What losing a virginity was?
Counts as, yeah.
Oh, in my head, I think that's how I viewed it as.
Mm.
Like either anal or like
vaginal.
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 Vaginal. Damn.
Thank you.
If there's penetration going on somewhere, then I'm like, oh, that's sex. Because I never saw giving a blowjob or whatever. Yeah, it's like,
neither did I.
I didn't know people view it as
No, you'd be surprised.
People view that.
But I mean, if you do, it's like, okay,
it's fine.
Cool.
Yeah. You really, that's the whole thing about virginity. You really can give it your own concept. Mm-hmm. Which I guess brings up another point that can you take your virginity back?
Well, I guess to start off with, I don't put a big emphasis on virginity or when you lost it or things like that. So I guess to me, I just don't view it as something that hugely matters in my life. So I never really gave thought to can I take my virginity back or anything like that. So I don't know.
I never gave it much power. It's just a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a thing you lose in life and that's it.
I really don't understand why people put so much emphasis on it.
Really,
for the feminine purity.
Especially for girls. And I know with guys too, I feel a lot of them have that mindset of it's something to take. It's wrong with me, so I don't know. I don't put an emphasis on it hugely.
That's interesting.
And what do you mean by taking back your virginity?
Because I feel like there's people that, you know, for whatever reason, regret the person they first had sex with. And so if they see sex as I lost my virginity the day I had penetrative sex with someone, there's a lot of people that regret that, whether it just wasn't good, it was with someone they don't like, it was with they wish they waited longer for someone more special. And so I guess I just wonder, I mean, technically, you can do whatever you want because it's something so subjective. You could just take your virginity back. Some people choose to do that if, they were sexually assaulted or raped when they were still a virgin and they don't want to, I guess, give their abuser that power of you took this from me. To your point of, usually a lot of men tend to see it as something to take. And so it's kind of regaining some of your power by saying I didn't give it to you. Like, I still have it. So I guess it kind of loses the meaning that someone took from you. So in that sense, like, yeah, I want to take my virginity back. I want to say I'm a virgin now because, you know, I want to wait for someone special now. And I regret what I did earlier.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure everyone has their own reasons. Like, more power to you.
Yeah, I think regardless of the reason, like, whatever it is, if a person decides that, like, yes, I'm retaking it, like, this person didn't take my virginity, then if they said they didn't take it, then they didn't take it. You know, it's like they're now virgin or whatever.
I think people care too much about virginity and body counts. Yeah, and
interesting. All that. Do you think it should matter?
No.
Like, virginity at all? Is that something you should be wary of who you give it to?
Obviously, like, having sex can be an important, like, some people don't really see sex as, like, this huge thing that they have to do it with the right person. People kind of just see sex as, like, something
to they do. So how do you view it?
I personally just see it as something I do. Like, it's not necessarily, like, this big special thing that I have to do with someone I love. It's like, okay, well, I can just hook up with this one person. I wouldn't say I'm a virgin. And body count, I really don't think matters. Okay. Like, as long as the person is, like, safe, like, you're practicing safe sex, there's honesty and trust and consent, why should the body count matter?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you guys? Do you see sex as something special?
Well, as somebody that hasn't, like, you know, had sex, I think it is something special, but not necessarily, like, I'm waiting for the one, or, like, I'm waiting for, like, my husband or whatever. It's more just, like, whenever I feel comfortable and I feel like I know the person well enough, then I'm willing to. But I'm not really, like, looking for, you know, such
it's
high...
Not a rush.
Yeah. Okay. But I feel like after the first time, I would view it more as just, like, not something to casually partake in, but I guess, I don't know. It doesn't have to be, like, this big thing every time, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
But the first time, you still see it as, like, it will be this big thing. Because it's new.
I think it's, like, nerve-wracking.
My first time, I just wouldn't want to have it, like, casually with somebody that I'm not comfortable with, because it is my first time. Mm-hmm. But after that, I feel like the more I grow comfortable with the, like, idea and act of sex, then it's more, like, you know.
It's easier to do it again and again.
Exactly. Not to say that, like, and even if I wanted to, then, yeah, like, I can do it, you know, go around sleeping with everybody. Like, it varies based on the person, but I think it's just, like, I would have to grow with the idea of it, you know? Yeah.
So how do you, as a woman, view sex, especially since you're still a virgin, and you know, what qualities do you look for? When do you feel safe? When do you feel ready?
For me, it really is just, like, how long and how well I know the person, because I feel like if that, like, foundation isn't there, I feel like I would feel in the moment like I'm being taken advantage of or something. Mm. And so I just really have to know the person. Like, I really have to trust them, because if I don't, then I don't know. At least for my first time, I don't want it to be like, you know.
But even then, like, sex should always be with someone you trust, at least.
Exactly. Like. So,
yeah.
That's how I
get
it,
though. I think. The dynamic between men and women and how they view sex is so different, because I wish I would have talked to more men about this and see how they feel, specifically straight men, because I know women kind of tend to really want to be careful about it, and, like, I want to make sure I trust them, I don't want to feel taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. And men, I don't think, tend to feel that as often, from what I feel. Mark, what about you? Do you think that's accurate? As a straight man, how did you view sex?
I think the way I view sex is different compared to the stereotypical viewpoint of how men usually view sex. For me personally, I think it's a way for two people to connect on a deeper level. I don't think I can just randomly hook up with somebody. I think I need to at least have a understanding of who they are and how they are as a person. Form like some type of emotional connection beforehand to have sex. But I do know, just talking to like a few guys, they sometimes see it as like a game. You know, like,
yes,
like body count, for example, like, ooh, who has the higher body count?
Really?
Yeah. Or kind of like a power thing too, is like, oh, I fucked up with this many people. Oh, I'm gonna go get this girl right now. Oh, I can't go right now. I'm gonna go hook up with this person. And for me, that's just something that I can't do personally. I like to focus more on like the emotional connection.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yes.
And I think that's true.
Yeah. I think also a lot of like guys, or like straight guys, I guess, they're like heavily influenced by porn too. I feel like that really like changes the way that they view sex and just like women in general. Like whether it be like the power dynamic in the relationship, like during sex, or like feeling like they need to like dominate the women, or it's just like, I don't know. It is scary because you just never know if somebody does think that way. And
yeah,
that's why for me, I feel like it's really important that I know the person, like how they view sex before I even like, you know, do that with them.
That makes a lot of sense. I think that's what it means when you say like, I want to trust them. Because you can trust them in other aspects, but you don't trust them yet in their view of sex. And that's what's the worry. Yeah. And what you say is so interesting, Mark, because it's interesting that that really does happen. And I mean, it's well kind of known that two men, it almost seems like straight men hate women, which is ironic because you're supposed to, you know, it's the gender you were sexually attracted to. You're supposed to want a relationship. But they act like if they hate women because, and the reason for that, I think, is because they view women as both the prize and the enemy. So when you have that culture of domination and superiority, I mean, this goes back way, you know, men kind of are making the rules for women and like their rights and everything. Like it's all decided by straight white men. And that kind of coerces women to think like there's a power dynamic. You are below us. We are above. And a lot of men kind of control women through the notion of abuse, almost like the threat of danger and the threat of abuse in order to kind of get what they want. Sometimes it's subconscious. And so I think the reason that so many men kind of are almost hate women is because since they see them as the prize, and the culture of domination, like you want to go get that prize. And what stands in the way? A woman's right to choose if they have sex with you or not. So in that case, like women are the enemy as well. And because of that, there's like that hatred for women if they say no, because they're keeping you from the prize that will grant you status and you know, a status among like your group of friends and just society in general. Which I think is so unfortunate, because a lot of straight men really do view the sex as dominating, and like you're right, Kayla, it's porn really does affect what you think sex should be. And even if you think it's subconscious, like I feel like even me, I mean, I lost my virginity when I was really young, and to kind of go on another point, I lost my virginity when I was really young, and I don't know if I ever thought about sex. Like, I don't know if I ever thought, like, what does sex mean to me? Why do I want to have sex? Like, why is this something I want to do? Why is it something I'm going to do? I never thought about what it meant to me, and I just kind of kept doing it because it was kind of like what was common in my relationship. And so, because I started so young as I kind of developed into my like later teen years, I never really gave it a second thought. It was just kind of what was common in my relationships. It was based around sex, and you know, I never put a lot of thought into it. And so now I feel like as I explore with different people and I've like been in different relationships, I'm starting to get more perspectives as to how people see sex. And that like some people, like you, Mark, see it as something that you want to be intimate and like you want it to feel special. And then other people view it as like, oh, I mean, it's just like sex. It's just a casual thing. Like it doesn't really matter. And because of that, I kind of wanted to stop and like take a moment to think, well, what does sex like mean to me? And while I did that, I was like, wait, you know, even though I've always like been aware of how porn can affect you, I always assumed that like it wasn't affecting me. But then when I realized it, I was like, I think it is affecting me. Because why? Because I feel like when I think about what someone enjoys in sex, I'm like, well, they're going to enjoy if like you're rough with them, or like if you're kind of like very dominant. It's like, well, why do I think that? Like, why can't sex be gentle and safe and like just very slow? And I think that really changed my perspective on like, what do people want? And a lot of that really just starts with communicating with your partner. And so since there's those obvious like two ways of what sex can be, I'm in this moment where, you know, in both of my relations, sex was like, and my attitude towards sex was very like, it's just something casual. I kind of just, you know, whenever. But I'm starting to want to be like more mindful about why I'm having sex. And also because I think a big part of it is consent. And I feel like in relationships, it's so easy to pressure your partner to have sex. And I feel like sometimes I've been guilty of that, of like, because it's such a fine line between playful teasing and like pressuring. And that's something that I've always kind of been wary about, but not really sure how to approach. Because, you know, it's the same thing with like sometimes it's kind of like playful no's, like, oh no, like stop it, no. And it's like, no, like don't do that. And I guess it, you know, it just, you have to read your partner's like body language and tone in order to be able to understand that. And reading a lot of these books about like sexuality and like women's issues and men's issues and masculinity really just made me think, you know, what I want sex to mean to me, how I want to have sex with my partner and how I want them to feel, and also the consent part of it. And I think a line that was really interesting in one of the books I read was, consent is a state of being. It's not something that's given to you. And a lot of people treat it as something you give. Like, well, she said yes. You know, she had said yes, so it was fine. But like, she could be naked in bed. You know, they could be naked in bed, totally naked, and still say no and be like, not anymore. Like, I'm done. And even though it seems so obvious, I think a lot of us sometimes have a hard time understanding that. And not only understanding it, but, you know, you as the person, like, saying it, like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I think that's something that made me wary of it. And I want to be able that whenever me and my partner do have sex, it's like a very enthusiastic consent. Like, it's like you both equally want it as bad. And it's not, please, like, we'll do it this one time. Like, it'll be quick. You know, that kind of like pressuring them or like trying to make you say yes. And I think that's something I really, really want to move away from, because it really just makes me feel icky. And like, I don't like when that's done to me, and I don't like doing it to others. I feel like really stupid afterwards. I'm like, what was that? So that's something I'm like trying to learn and grow. And also, like, I wonder if since I had sex at such a young age, if that made me like sexually hyperactive. If that made me more active than I should be, or than I like was going to be. And so I don't know. I think in general, what I'm trying to say is I'm just trying to really figure out and be conscious about, what does sex mean to me? How do I want to have it with people? And how can I do that, I guess?
That's a good way to look at it. I think that's like something I should probably do, because over time, I kind of like stop seeing sex as something special, like you said. And it's like just something I do. Like, it's just, it's casual in like a lot of my like relationships and situationships and all of that. It's like, it's not as meaningful anymore. And sometimes I think like, wait, I don't even really want to do it, but like I still indulge in it. And I think a big part of that is because I get a lot of my like physical validation off of having sex. So it's not necessarily that like I want to have sex with this person or anything. It's just like I know that like they want something from me, and if I give it to them, then I can be like validated through that. Like even though it's like a sexual desire, it's still a physical desire, like nonetheless. And that physical desire and like craving for me, even if it's just like not me, it's like my body, it's enough for me to want to like do something just so I can like feel validated through that, which is kind of sad because I do think sex should be something like special. Well, or in my opinion,
I feel like in your case though, there's also a different types of sex you can have. Like, can you I feel like you could have casual sex.
Yeah, no, but special but, sex. And I, yeah, or does it blur it? No, like there are times where like it's just like sometimes I don't even want to have sex. Like it's like I'm not feeling it. Like I don't really want to have sex. It's just like I'm not feeling so good. And
just try and see if it helps.
Yeah, okay. And I feel like that really just messed up my perspective on sex and like my sexual relationships with others.
Well, I also think that you and I mean, I lost my virginity to you.
I lost mine to you too.
Yeah. And so we shaped each other's definition of sex a lot. And something that I like am trying to think about more now is the ways that you influenced me. I don't know if either one of us was necessarily like more sexual and it kind of rubbed off on the other person. I feel like we were both kind of like equal in our own ways, but I'm like trying to figure out the ways that you saw sex that kind of influenced how I thought like other people saw it. Because like you said just now, you see it as like it really validates you when like people want you and your body and they want to have sex with you. And I realized, like, when I went into a new relationship, that's what I thought they would want, too. I was like, okay, so if I want to make them feel loved, I just have to have sex with them and, like, show them I want to do that and, like, I want their body and that's it. But then I realized, like, no, that's not what they want. Like, they prefer other types of compliments that isn't, like, sexualizing them or objectifying or whatever you want to call it. And, like, there's a different preference there. And that was really kind of eye-opening as, like, simple as it seems, because they realize like, yeah, there's different definitions of sex for everyone. And I think a lot of people do get validation just from like that physical aspect of it, which is why they engage in casual sex. And also something that like I guess is another aspect is the line between both. I feel like you could can you participate in hookup culture while still having like special sex when you're in a relationship? Or does it blur the line if you have a high body count?
I don't know. I feel like I said earlier, body counts shouldn't matter. And personally to me, they don't. But if you look at someone's body count, it could be a good indicator of like, just like how they view sex. It's something a little more casual to them. And that's not necessarily, like, that's not a bad thing. It just is. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
And for me, I want to change that just because I know it's, like, an unhealthy coping mechanism.
Is it, though?
It is. Like, trust me, it is.
Really?
No, yeah. Like, it's, like, it's because it's literally, like, I don't know. I don't like that I get a lot of my, like, not, or I don't like that I get a lot of physical, like, validation from, like, sex. I don't like that. I want to be able to validate myself physically and be like, you know what? Like, I like who I am. I'm an attractive person. And I don't think I should have to feel like the need to have sex with someone or like someone to want to have sex with me in order to feel that way.
Interesting.
Sex kind of gives me power. It gives me this influence. Mm-hmm. It gives me this like...
You're desired.
Yeah. And when you feel desired, you kind of feel like almost like unstoppable. You know what I mean? It's like it makes you feel good about yourself. And so when you're not feeling so good about yourself and you kind of resort to sex for it, it's like you're not having sex for the right reasons, I feel like.
That's
you're,
really
you're having sex because you're not feeling so good.
Yeah.
And it's just going to make you feel worse. So it's something I've been fixing in the midst of fixing.
Well, one aspect is like for the right reasons. I feel like that's there's a lot there. But the second thing is, I wonder if that's the difference between how we see our bodies. Like, I feel like you went to college and I guess participated in hookup culture. And so you got elevated and you were like, I love my body. Like, it's so fucking good. And I'm still like, I hate it. Like, I don't like it. So do you think that is the biggest reason you kind of upped your confidence? Because you started realizing so many people want me.
maybe a part of it. But yeah, like a big part of it. Actually.
Okay.
But I feel like it's gotten to a point where it's not very sustainable.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if that's...
And obviously, there's no right reasons to have sex. It's just...
Right for you.
Right for me. Because I feel like I'm not really thinking too much about it anymore when I really should.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I feel I still... We could do a whole episode on hookup culture, maybe. But I feel like I also kind of want to think about, like, what... I don't know. My body count, I don't think it's as high as, like, yours. And so I mean, I'm in a relationship, and so that's, I'm not going through, like, these college years hooking up with everyone I see.
What the
fuck? That's not for you. That was not for
you. God, hey,
that was not for you. That literally was not for you. It was like, that's the college attitude. No, that's the college attitude. Like, everyone kind of want to fuck everyone when you're in, like, your first year of college, and so.
I feel like, I know I shouldn't feel shameful, but I just feel shameful.
No, that's the thing. Like, you really... like, we just did an episode on this. Like, why do you feel that shame?
It's just society. Like, I know whoever I fuck, however many I fuck, like, as long as I'm, like, doing it safely, like, it shouldn't matter, but...
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, it shouldn't matter, but... I feel shamed right now. It feels like you're just calling me a dirty whore.
No one's calling you a dirty whore.
Like, it's just, no, like you're like, well, like, compared to your body count, which is extremely high,
I'm just like a pure little virgin, so.
I'm a little, like, bro, I'm the virgin.
Yeah,
Mary,
no, over. It's like, it's not making me feel too good right now.
Okay, I'm sorry for that. Definitely.
I know it's not your intention.
Because I agree that I don't really think body count matters, and I know there's, like, there's so many men that are like, no, I want my girl to have a low body count, but I can do however.
I was gonna bring that up, actually.
Do you see that?
No.
No?
It shouldn't.
If you saw a girl, she's like, I have, like, 30 body count.
No.
Okay.
No, I'd definitely be curious about it. Like, what'd you learn?
Maybe
like,
a little hurt, experience. Too.
Nah, because I believe I'm an advocate for people to seek out experiences because that's how you learn the most. I'm not sitting myself on that path, I don't think, but I am like more open to, remember how I was like such like a like one person only, one at a time,
yeah,
something deep special,
yeah.
I'm kind of opening myself to a new set of thinking, I guess, casually dating, I guess, if you want to like put a label on it, like date to marry or date to date. I think it's really important for people to know what they want. And one way they could do that is to, you know, get different experiences from different people.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I was talking about this with my coworker, and he had a conversation with his friend. And he's like, you know, he's like going on this path, I guess, where he just wants to go around, date, learn about himself, explore. And he asked him the same question, like, oh, would you like if your girl, if like your future wife did that? And then he said no. I'm like,
I don't get that.
That's the double standard.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm like, no, I'm like, that's totally okay. Like, you could, I like that. I like if she would like do that.
Yeah.
But it was definitely crazy, like, to hear.
People just genuinely think that.
Men are like applauded for having a high body count because to them it's like however many women they can like objectify and like dominate and like own, then like the more power that is kind of given to them by other men. And for women it's just like the complete opposite. It's really sad.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be like that way.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
Yeah, for real. It really shouldn't, but
it is what it is.
Yeah, it sucks to see those double standards because I definitely do see them everywhere. So in general, really think about, I don't know, take a moment to think about what sex means to you, because I think way too many of us just kind of participate in it without like, what do I want? Like, whether you don't care and you're like, I'm gonna go have sex with everyone and experience everything safely, that's fine. And some people are like, I want to have sex with only one person and have it be really deep and very intimate. Neither is right. Neither is, like, none of wrong, necessarily, really. Like,
this is what you want.
Yeah. And, like, obviously, also, like, I don't necessarily think whores or sluts exist or any of that. Have as much sex as you want as long as it's safe and it's something you enjoy and that you want for yourself.
You're fine, you're literally fine.
I don't know, I feel judged.
No,
guys, let every people
no
comment.
Just don't say anything.
Tell Tom.
I'd rather you not say anything.
Say go comment your body count so he feels better.
Stop.
No, it's not that I have like a ridiculously high one, it's just like it's just higher.
You just feel okay. I mean, yeah. I feel like it's easy to feel that way when you see everyone like, I've only had to be like two people and it was special. And you're like, oh, like, what am I doing? But yeah.
Yeah.
It's your own values. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. Come on. You got to have your Ruby Fruit Jungle moment.
That's so true.
So true. That's so true. Yeah. Anything else to say by anyone?
I just think that a lot of people neglect to see sex as like a coping mechanism, because it turns into a coping mechanism for a lot of people. And whether that's sex or like masturbation, it's like people result to that whenever they aren't feeling their best because it gives them like this physical feeling of like pleasure. But when one like keeps on resulting to that, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, there's a lot of shame around sex.
There's a lot to unpack. But, you know, I think it's just important to kind of think about, like, how do you view sex? And if you are viewing it and using it as, like, an unhealthy coping mechanism, then maybe, yeah, be honest with yourself and kind of think about what's best for you and your mental health then.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's sustainable.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I mean, there's so many different like subtopics when it comes to sex, and I hope eventually we like cover all of them, because I mean there's hookup culture, there's shame, there's like what does it feel like to lose your virginity, there's like all these different things. And I think the world would be a little better if everyone kind of openly talked about it, especially the shame. I think more than anything, the shame around sex and masturbation. So let us know if there's like a specific topic you're interested in. Regardless, follow us on Instagram at Teenager Therapy, TikTok, or any other social media at Teenager Therapy. And we will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.